This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bazi Kanani. Layoff notices start going out to City of Denver employees today as it works to close a $250 million budget gap. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
The city has not revealed how many workers it plans to terminate, but says all affected employees will be alerted this week. Layoffs are effective immediately, but workers will get 30 days of pay, medical and dental coverage through the end of September, and a severance package based on years of service. The city's Career Service Board recently changed the rules to make it easier to lay off senior employees. City attorneys have warned the mass layoffs could be met by numerous legal challenges. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Doctors say they've been getting lots of questions about fall vaccines, especially with changes in health priorities from the Trump administration. CU pediatrician David Higgins says a new rule about preservatives in vaccines only affects a small share of vaccines and won't be an issue.
I am also optimistic about our availability of flu vaccine this fall. It has been approved by the FDA and recommended by the CDC that people receive a flu shot.
The annual Colorado Springs Comic Con was back this weekend, serving up a space for cosplayers to flaunt their hard work and pose for fans. For 20-year-old Riley Yako, it was another chance to dress up as Jinx from the animated Netflix series Arcane. It's the same costume that was a hit at the Renaissance Fair a few weeks ago.
I just love Comic-Con. I've been going, like I said, since I was 10. It's such an amazing environment to find fellow artists, find fellow nerds.
The Comic-Con drew thousands of fans from around the region for the 3-day event. This is CPR News and KRCC.